Each affects the other, and the other affects the next. And the world is full of stories, but the stories are all one. Mitch Albom wrote these words in his novel, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, as maintenance man Eddie dies, and in heaven encounters the five people who illuminated his life in the most unlikely ways. Sometimes, we don't realize that people we come across, even professors, can teach us lessons that carry on to our future in a way we may not understand now.
The five professors every student wants to experience in college are one who charismatically teaches us to learn from the past, one who can make daunting tasks like learning a language more captivating, one who is relatable through his subject as well as on a personal level, one who is encouraging and welcoming, and one who cultivates imagination. We found five professors at UCLA who embody these pillars, and students, some now moving on from UCLA, share their experiences with these teachers who have impacted them the most.
Film historian Jonathan Kuntz is a bounty of knowledge, not only in all things film, but really just all things. He makes silent and black and white films that may seem archaic and boring come to life.
His passion for film really translates through his lectures and his presentations.
The main thing that I took from Professor Kuhn's class was to have respect for the past.
He came in every day with like a just fervent attitude of positivity. He wanted to really make you love it as much as he did, and it was infectious. I remember one day I was standing outside and where they're playing On the Waterfront, and I've already seen it before. And he walked outside. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just taking a little break." He's like, "Get in there. You're going to really like it." I told him, thank you so much, Professor Kuntz, but I've seen it before. I'm going to come in there. He's like, "No, get in there. Don't miss a bit. You'll like it this second time even better."
When you think of learning a language, the oftentimes tedious tasks of memorization and repetition can be daunting. But Armenian professor Hagop Kulujan in the Near Eastern Languages and Cultures Department takes an all-encompassing approach that imbues the learning of the language with the study of history, culture, literature, and creative writing. Students emphasize his unique class structure and note not only his passion for the subject, but their own academic growth.
For him, it's more about like making you think critically and like engaging you, and like he wants you to like give your opinion, and like you're as much a part of the class as he is. There isn't really like a student teacher dichotomy in that room. It's just like everyone's sitting around and like having conversations, just thinking in Armenian and English.
I just remember he would take a word and then just give us even the history behind the word, like how one word would have developed over hundreds of years to be what it is today. And so he sort of mixed language with history and with culture, and it was not just a language class, but it was sort of everything combined.
How his class is structured, it lets you completely just fall in love with what you are supposed to be learning and falling in love with, and the writing and the language and the letters, instead of being really concerned with what grade you're going to get on this assignment, on this composition.
I want to thank Dr. Kulujan for actually creating a 21st century of an Armenian and finding what culture actually means to us, what being Armenian means to us, and just opening up that dialogue.
Lectures are very thorough on both etymology as well as the background to the authors, to the context of the story. Like it makes it very enjoyable and lets you like get right into the subject matter and the literature.
Dr. Jay Phelan, who was once a UCLA undergraduate and shares stories of living in Dykstra Hall, teaches Life Sciences 15 as a GE class. He invites North Campus students into a subject that can seem overwhelming at first, but through his personable approach, he makes science fun.
In a large lecture class like LS15, you might think that you're just going to be kind of passively lectured to. But he's great in terms of encouraging you to think about the ideas, how they relate to your life, which I think with a lot of science classes is pretty difficult.
Like, they can tell him about everything, including like relationship issues, and they'll be like, "Oh, I broke up with my boyfriend. What does that mean in terms of evolutionary like terms?"
He's always asking, "Where are you from? You know, what is your plans for after college?" He just relates to students in a way that I think is just goes well above and beyond teaching the subject matter.
He's very empowering. Even when he was telling us about like Charles Darwin and his own personal life, he would relate to us.
Students in the English department highly recommend Dr. Maureen Shea. She teaches a popular graphic novels course, as well as courses on refugee narratives and Irish literature. Many students are eager to take a course with her again because of the encouraging atmosphere she creates.
I think the hardest thing sometimes is allowing yourself to be judged, like having your opinions and interpretations of something judged, and maybe you will be wrong, but that's okay. It's okay to be wrong in her eyes, because even if you're wrong, you're right.
It's just this weird magical quality that she has that she can tell you, look, you should take a different approach, or this you kind of touched on a base the wrong way. And I've never had a discussion where I've left her that I didn't think better of the situation or of myself or what I had done.
She has this uncanny ability that she just grabs onto anything that you say and she actually turns it into something brilliant.
Professor Whiting of the Physiological Sciences Department is one known to put students on the spot, yet, by challenging them, teaches a lesson of self-value. He reminds students that while science may be seen as an institution of rules, there is more room for creativity than one might think.
The first thing he did was actually kind of call students out and remind them that they have their opinion and they're entitled to their own opinion, and that's not something that they should ever think that is appropriate in class. He encourages the students to be themselves and to think for themselves and not to take anything as kind of a permanent fact.
I remember on one of the first days of class, he asked us to define what the leg was. And some of the students define the leg as from the hip to the knee. Some students define it as from the hip all the way down, including the foot. And so he turned to the students who said that the leg extended from the hip to the knee. And he said, okay, so you're a surgeon and the patient needs his leg amputated. Does that mean that you remove the area from the hip to the knee and then reattach knee to the hip joint? And I remember everybody laughing, thinking how ridiculous that was. But the overall point that he was trying to make was that science isn't always as rigid as we like to believe it is.
With graduation just around the corner, seniors are nearing the close of a significant chapter in their academic careers. Whether they are moving on to the job market, continuing their education, or taking time off to travel, graduating students will carry with them the lessons they've gleaned from professors throughout their time at UCLA. Lessons they can now apply and put to use in the real world. What's perhaps most important to remember, however, is the innumerable lessons yet to be had and learned in the years to come. In the words of Mitch Albom, all endings are also beginnings. We just don't know it at the time. For Daily Bruin Radio, I'm Lilit Arakelian.
And I'm Janaki Mehta.